First, as voting draws to a close next Tuesday, there's an important deadline today for absentee voting. Nora Eckert is a reporter for VoteBeat, working with Wisconsin Watch. She joins us now with a look at last-minute ways to make sure your absentee ballot gets counted. Nora, thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, Nora, if people voted early by mailing in a ballot or dropping it off, how can they find out if it got where it needed to go and has been accepted?
Yeah, there's a very easy tracking tool online. So you can easily do that by Googling myvote.wi.gov. And you can enter your date of birth in there and your first and last name. And your ballot progress will be clearly displayed on the screen.
Now, what if we see bad news? It was rejected for some reason, or in some cases, clerks will actually call us. What do we do?
Yes, at this point, you'll likely know your clerk will have probably identified you if you have an error with your ballot. And we found out that about 1,400 people were in that situation just about a week ago. So you have a few options right now. The main thing we want to make clear is don't try to mail it back at this point. We're running short on time, just 5 days from Election Day. So you don't want to put it in the mail. You can drop it off at a drop box. Or you can also come into your clerk's office and correct that with them. But as we get closer to Election Day, those in-person options are the safest in terms of getting your ballot counted.
So if we get that bit of bad news, what is the deadline to make that change?
So there's an important deadline today, and that is if you want to cancel your ballot. So that's different than fixing it. You have to do that today. So that would be if you've decided to change your vote, or if you've mailed in your ballot absentee and have decided, actually, I want to vote in person, you have to call your clerk today to cancel your ballot so you can cast your ballot in person. And that absentee vote that you send in the mail, if you cancel it, that won't count, and your in-person vote will.
Now, what if we have that that ballot that says for whatever reason we didn't sign in the right place or whatever, it's been rejected, we want to fix it? What's the timeline to do that?
You actually have up until Election Day. So the big thing is you don't want to send that in the mail yet. So say you've got this ballot sitting at home that's been flagged as having an error. You can do a few things. You can correct that, turn it in with your clerk, or you can even bring it in on Election Day. And the election officials on Election Day will either accept that ballot or spoil that ballot and issue a new one, which you can fill out correctly.
Now, if I've ordered a ballot, never filled it out, decided I really want to do it in person on Election Day, after all, am I going to get in trouble having requested a ballot and then trying to vote in person?
No, there are systems in place to ensure that there are not two ballots counted. So as long as you haven't mailed that ballot back in, you're safe to go and vote in person on Election Day.
So I don't have to unrequest that current absentee ballot.
Yep, that's correct. You do not have to unrequest it.
And Nora, before we let you go, any other sort of closing days information you want to pass on or reinforce?
Yeah, one big thing to emphasize here is we just had an important Supreme Court ruling that ballots received after Election Day in Wisconsin will not count. So if there's any more urgency we can provide to this situation, it's make sure you get those ballots in by Election Day, on Election Day, because that's the last day they'll count in Wisconsin.
And again, the recommendation, I think, from just about everybody at this point is don't assume that it's going to get there in the mail now. Drop it off in person one way or another at this point.
Yes, that's correct.
Nora, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Nora Eckert, reporter for VoteBeat, working with Wisconsin Watch. You can read more at wisconsinwatch.org.